We are excited that we were able to release our campus plan for a return to operations for the fall semester.
University of Alabama President Stuart Bell gathered reporters to deliver a specific message for parents and students planning to return to the capstone during the COVID-19 outbreak.
Our motivation from this plan from the get-go is faculty, staff, and students' health. And so we're going to work really hard to get there.
Leaders of the University of Alabama system sat down with healthcare professionals to formulate a plan to deal with the coronavirus when instruction resumes on campus, perhaps in the fall. That includes social distancing, COVID-19 testing for students, faculty, and staff, the wearing of face masks, and a teaching tool APR reported on back in April.
Oh, okay. So, oh, who's this? Hey, Nick.
Hey.
How are you?
This quarantine has been pretty miserable.
I know. So, is that your house there?
APR took listeners to an online film writing class taught by UA instructor Maya Champion. She talked to students while sitting safely in her home near the Tuscaloosa campus. The class joined in by using the Zoom teleconferencing system on their laptops. We talked with student Montana Maniscalco about it before class began. She thought it would be okay.
It's going to be odd. It's going to be challenging, too, because me, personally, I'm a very hands-on, I need to see it in front of me learner.
Okay. Well, listen, I know these are really hard and strange and unprecedented times, so I think Zoom is going to help with morale a little bit and spirit.
Dr. Stuart Bell says cameras are being installed in all campus classrooms for online instruction at the University of Alabama. He says for students sitting in classrooms, things will look different as well.
For large classes, let's say a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday class, we may have, let's say the class is 100. You may have 30 who are in class on Monday, another 30 who are in class on Wednesday, and the remaining 40 on class on Friday. But all of them have access to all of the lecture.
Instruction areas are being reconfigured to promote social distancing, with seats being removed or at least taped off to keep students at least 6 feet apart. On the subject of face masks to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, Bell says the strategy isn't to tell students to wear one, but to get them to treat the person next to them like their family.
That is the heart of where we need to get to by the time we get to mid-August, is we're all thinking in a way of looking out for the other person. It's about my experience. If I want to have my experience, I need to make sure that the person next to me is also able to have the experience.
Healthcare providers are still concerned about how COVID-19 is trending in Alabama, and they're not keeping it to themselves.
People are mixing more. People are letting their guard down. People aren't wearing masks.
That's Dr. Jean Marazzo. She's director of infectious diseases at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. She took to the mic during a press conference to repeat her advice about the coronavirus. Specifically, she's worried about long-term face-to-face contact, which allows for breathing, sneezing, coughing, and other ways COVID-19 appears to be spread.
If you are within 6 feet of someone for more than 15 minutes, that's when that alarm bell should be going off. It's not to say if you're right next to somebody and they cough in your face and run away that you can't get infected. Of course you can.
That might confirm why Dr. Thomas Wida thinks the hot spots will be off campus, even when in-person classes return to the University of Alabama. Wida practices at University Medical Center in Tuscaloosa. APR talked with him about COVID-19 spread earlier in the month. He echoed Marazzo's point about where COVID might be a bigger problem.
Your real hot spots are going to be where people sit without a mask for longer periods of time. And so what's a classic example of that? Restaurants.
Wida says one way to make that problem better is for restaurants and diners to go al fresco.
You take that seat and put it outside where the air is circulating, the risk goes down. So having more open air restaurants will be a good way to help decrease transmission versus an enclosed restaurant.
It bears mentioning that Alabama Public Radio is a service of the University of Alabama. APR took part in a press availability with Dr. Bell that was attended by the Tuscaloosa News and the Crimson White student newspaper. One more topic related to COVID-19 came up during that talk.
14:56 left in the first half. Alabama 21, Notre Dame nothing.
Dr. Bell says students can expect campus athletics to resume in the fall, including Crimson Tide football. But exactly how it works depends on safety, not only for the fans, but for the athletes as well.
I think it is going to look different in some way. I can't tell you how that is today, But we know as we're learning more and more every day, and then as we're getting together and seeing how do we address that event, how do we address that ability to provide that for our student athletes, that will guide us.
The process of reopening the University of Alabama campus to in-person classes is ongoing, and changes could come as the fall term draws near. Dr. Bell says one encouraging sign is the number of student applications, and it's not just the young people who appear enthusiastic.
By and large, I would say the parents want the students to be back at the University of Alabama. So overall, we still have strong, certainly our applications have now go through a process of applications to admit, to housing deposits, to actually orientation numbers. So we have strong numbers as we move through that process.
The fall term is set to begin on August 19th. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.